Chapter 12. Elias. The dimness of the cabin deepened, and an unsettling quietness filled the air. Out of the corner of his eye, Carl noticed a darker shadow growing in the furthest corner of the cabin. It seemed to absorb the already scant light, making it almost pitch black. But then, slowly, a figure started to emerge from the obscurity, a cloaked figure, shrouded in black, with a hood that concealed most of its features. It was Elias. His cloak looked ancient, its material worn and fraying at the edges but still emanating an aura of power. Though the cloak covered most of his body, it fluttered as if stirred by an unseen wind. But what was most unnerving about Elias were his eyes. They shone with an eerie, otherworldly glow, piercing through the shadowy interior of the cabin like two burning embers. For a moment, both men were silent, their eyes locked. The weight of centuries seemed to hang in the air between them. Carl, Elias's voice was deep, resonating through the cabin. Are you here to make a withdrawal or a deposit? Confused, Carl replied, I don't understand what you mean. Elias motioned to the closet, his glowing eyes never leaving Carl's. That closet, dear Carl, is not just a wooden enclosure. It's a sanctuary, a vault of memories, dreams, and nightmares. And you've trespassed. Carl felt a chill down his spine. I didn't know, he whispered. You never do, Elias murmured. Humans, always driven by curiosity, forever seeking what they shouldn't. Elias's gaze became more intent, more predatory. For your intrusion, you'll be eternally tortured by nightmares that will make your worst memories seem like fleeting moments of joy. Carl's heart raced, and a bead of sweat formed on his brow. I meant no harm. But harm has been done, Elias hissed. Suddenly he paused, his eyes narrowing as they landed on the enchanted amulet from Nahini around Carl's neck. Ah, he murmured, a protector from the ancient ones. You know of it? Carl inquired, his voice shaking. Elias let out a soft chuckle. Know of it? I have its counterpart. From beneath his cloak, Elias produced a large dream catcher, intricately woven and adorned with dark feathers. It seemed to pulsate with a foreboding energy. With this, I can take or deposit nightmares within the triangle. It's been my curse for generations. Realization dawned on Carl. You're bound to this cabin, to that closet. Elias nodded solemnly. Many moons ago, I sought to be free of haunting memories of my family, memories that threatened to consume me. I made a pact, exchanging my freedom to be the keeper of this sanctuary, a decision I've come to regret. Carl gulped. What do you want from me? Elias's eyes glittered menacingly. A trade. You can walk away from this cabin, carrying with you not only your nightmares, but 1,000 more. Or you can take my place, releasing me to find peace with my long-lost family. The weight of Elias's proposition bore down on Carl. He thought of a life filled with tormenting nightmares, of waking nights and haunted days. Then, he thought of the serenity the amulet had brought him, the peace from Nahini's blessings. Carl's voice was firm when he finally spoke. I accept your offer. A slow, gratifying smile spread across Elias's face. Very well. With a fluid motion, he handed Carl the dream catcher and a heavy key, ornately crafted and cool to the touch. As Carl took them, a sudden gust of wind swept through the cabin, extinguishing the fireplace. The dark became almost tangible, and when it finally lifted, Elias was gone. The cloak that had adorned Elias now wrapped itself around Carl. The cabin around him started changing. The worn-out wood renewing itself, the old furniture rearranging and refurbishing. The triangle outside shifted and contorted, eventually settling into a serene campground, but Carl knew he could never leave. Years turned into decades, and decades into centuries. The world outside continued to evolve, but the cabin and the triangle remained unchanged. And as the keeper of the closet, Carl waited, hoping that someday another soul might wander in, driven by curiosity, ready to make a trade.